Welcome to the Week to Have Podcast.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you, Jim?
I am good.
Okay. Hey. So, congratulations to Happy Dad.
Thank you.
You seem to be doing well for yourself. I say that with no bitterness at all.
Wala naman talaga.
Because we're in a very healthy relationship.
Oo naman.
Speaking of healthy relationships.
Mm. By the way, finding happy...
Ah, Jim.
With Happy Dad. Bakit?
Maganda yung segue, Kui.
Ah.
Sige, promote mo muna.
I have a new podcast. It's called Finding Happy with Happy Dad. So if you're a creative or you've never experienced the corporate world, and basically we talk about work. Okay, so.
Where can they find that?
It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can get podcasts.
Finding Happy with Happy Dad. Okay, anyway.
Game.
So speaking of healthy relationships, we have a very interesting malibag for today.
Go.
Title is, I was a toxic girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hello, pod parents. Please call me Rina. My boyfriend and I broke up yesterday, 2 weeks before our first anniversary. He and I became a couple in July 2019, 5 months after we met through a mutual friend when I went to UPLB for Feb Fair. We didn't talk that much that day, but through sneaky glances, we knew we clicked. Whoa.
Mm.
It was crazy. It wasn't a smooth dating stage, as I had just broken up with my boyfriend of 5 years who cheated on me. He was also confused at the time whether he still loves his ex from 2018 or not. I asked around for advice, as this is already a red flag. But I trusted him and continued dating him. He changed, though. He got better. He was able to clear his head and he figured things out. We talked a lot about his feelings to process it, and eventually, he said he still loves me.
Wait, sorry. Her new boyfriend, she was cheated on, diba? And then she has a new boyfriend na.
Oo. Pero medyo malabo rin daw tong new boyfriend niya at the time that they were dating, kasi hindi pa niya sure kung love pa rin niya yung ex niya.
Ah, okay, okay.
Okay? Sorry. Eventually, he said he loves me. Hindi pala still. He said he loves me. Anyway, we got together after that issue. He assured me every time my insecurities ate me up. He'd tell me I'm pretty, that he only has his eyes on me, and I believed him. He's a good man. Ang kaso lang, yung insecurities ko napaproject ko sa kanya, and I'd get mad at him pag naaalala ko yun. I'd blame him and say words expressing my anger, and I'd leave him and not talk to him for hours.
Again, this is...
The new boyfriend. Yeah. So basically, may issues siya because of her
experience.
And
cheat siya. Yes. She was cheated on.
Yes.
Okay.
I lost count of the times I did that. I was able to think things through yesterday and earlier because my mind's trying to come up with answers kung paano ko ba pinaabot dito. I took him for granted. I got so complacent because I know he loves me so much and that he's willing to make up for his mistakes. Lately, this is around April 2020, I was getting better. I didn't mind naman eh. I'd occasionally joke about it pa nga. Although he won't engage kasi baka bigla akong matrigger. Kaso, I pushed him over the edge already. I repeatedly berated him for the things I clearly saw he was sorry for. Ang hirap-hirap sa aking patawarin siya when I can see naman na that girl's out of the picture already. We're both taking a break now because he said he needed time away from me because I broke him. I respected that because I understood. And he told me na if I can get better for myself, maybe we can try again. Nothing's definite, but I'm holding on to the maybe. I love him so much. It's sad to think I lost the many chances he gave me para magbago, para maayos yung sarili habang hawak niya yung kamay ko. But I did the stupid thing. He's a great guy overall. Siya pa pumilit na magpa-picture ako kay Pod Dad and sa baong cheats kahit nag-hyperventilate na ako sa hiya. Aww. We watched cheats ng UPLB Fair last Feb. Kasi sabi ko, I really wanted to hear you guys. He was so into it too and let me enjoy it. Now I've lost him. I'm slowly trying to get better and be happy, trying to address my insecurities one by one. But I'm still lost about what to do. Please help pod parents. She made a summary. Too long, didn't read. My ex-boyfriend made a mistake and I didn't let him get over it even if I saw how sorry he was. I ignored him repeatedly and took him for granted, and now he left because I broke him. I'm very willing to be better because I don't want to be stuck with my insecurities, as I'm a cheerful girl. And so that we can try again too, but I'm still lost.
Wait, please Sam, help. Sorry, nalituan pa rin ako.
Medyo vague eh. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung mistake na ginawa nung guy.
Ni new boyfriend?
New boyfriend.
Ah, so may, so di ba yung ex?
May ex siya of 5 years nag-cheat sa kanya.
Tapos, she didn't forgive him?
No, no, wala na yun. Kebs na yun.
Wala
new
na
boyfriend
yun.
Na to.
New boyfriend.
Yes.
Tapos may ginawa yung new boyfriend.
Yung ginawa ng new boyfriend is...
If you want to be a producer on the show.
If you want to read these things in advance, be our guest. No,
yeah, that's part of the fun. Eh.
Yeah, it's all...
Punk rock.
Improv. So, ano nga? He, kasi, hindi ko alam mo ano bang ginawa niya. He got better. He was able to clear his head and okay, kasi okay. So let's go back. Naging couple sila July
2019. Okay. Ninyu.
Ninyu. Wala. Oh. Wala na. Mention lang yung...
Kebs na si...
Wala,
sorry,
walang anything about...
Kebs na si...
Ex. Si cheating ex of 5 years.
Okay.
Wala na yun. Wala na yun. So there's this new boyfriend. So, okay, so sabi niya, he was still confused at that time, April-ish. So April is before July, right? This is yeah. April of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi daw siya mapakali kasi hindi niya alam kung love pa rin niya yung ex niya. This is the guy speaking.
The new guy.
Yes.
Kasi Kebs na lang kay ex.
Wala, kay ex. Cheating ex guy. Okay? Okay na? Naintindihan? Nakakasunod? Nakakasunod tayo, opa? Okay. No, don't worry. I'm also confused, yeah. Okay? Pero gets na.
Si Jackson, siya yung bagong boyfriend.
Oo, okay? Nga, bigyan sila ng names.
Yeah. So, Rina.
Rina is now with Jackson.
Rina is with Jackson. Let's not even mention the ex.
Yeah, yeah. Pero si Jackson, so, nung medyo nag-start sila naging na-dating.
Na I guess, alam, gets ko na ano nangyari. Si Jackson, nung na-meet niya si Rina, meron siyang semi, may ex si Jackson.
Oo.
So, baka medyo nag-flirt pa sila or hindi
ganun.
Pa sure.
Oo.
Okay. And then
finally, he said, parang he was able to clear his head and he figured things out. We talked a lot about his feelings to process it. And eventually, he said, he loves me. Anyway, we got
yeah.
together after that issue.
Ay, yun naman pala. So yun yung issue. Pero siguro hindi sana I just wait hindi na, I'm not gonna say na.
Kumbaga she never forgave him for that.
Yeah. So
okay.
Again, this happens all the time. I've had friends who have gone through this. I've gone through something similar like this.
I'm also a woman who was very insecure.
Before that.
Okay.
Kumbaga just spelling out the situation.
Okay, so ikaw pwede ka magsabi na you can relate.
Pero to the situation.
Okay. Grabe, sobrang healthy ng relationship na to.
So, si Jackson, parang, kumbaga normal talaga yun eh, yung magsisimula pa lang kayo mag-date, pero siguro medyo may baggage, excess baggage ka pa.
Oh.
May baggage ka pa with your ex, and then you start dating someone new. And may mag-carry over, baka may magsabay. And then the matatapos yon, there's a new relationship. And somehow, that new relationship will always be haunted by that one moment or maybe that issue. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I still... Sorry. Sometimes, if I may speak candidly, sometimes I still give Jim shit. About the fact that he said, ano yan parang, remember Jim, yung my friend said na you sent, parang you were asking for tips on how to dress for a date. And then he thought it was for me. And then you clarified na it wasn't
for me. Maybe not, again, medyo magulo. Parang who's he? Ako?
Ay, ano? Nako, wag na nga, sige na nga, wag na. Basta,
hindi, parang kumbaga, just to spell it out, nalaman ni Sab na...
I thought that you were asking for dressing tips for a date with me.
Oo, and nalaman niya na it was for...
It was for a different date pala that you had before.
Yeah. Pero hindi pa kami nun.
No, not at all. Anyway. Sobrang that wasn't... I don't know why I even said that.
Well, ganito. Oh. Just to make the situation a bit more... Kanina pa tayo trying to clarify the situation. Okay. Pero hindi, pero... Hindi,
here. Sige, sige. Okay, go. Ikaw muna.
Off?
Off our game!
Off beat?
May gas kasi ako eh.
Baka tayo sa broccoli.
Oo nga eh. Okay, go.
Okay. So, I've had friends na, yun nga, na...
Why? Toto naman. Okay. O tapos? No, ako na lang. Ako, meron ako okay, something. I have something
ahead,
to say.
Go ahead.
I will say, it's never the best idea to start dating right after a breakup. But it's not the worst idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But clearly, I think it's not the best idea. Because you're not yourself. You're broken. You just broke up. That's why it's called a breakup. You feel broken. So it's not the best. But while it's not the best, it's also a magical time.
While I have you, we have new designs on www.linealinea.ph, where 10% of all sales will go to our beneficiaries. Thank you so much for your support.
Because personally speaking, that's when I found the one. It was right after a breakup. Same goes for you, Jim. You were also going through a breakup. And it was rough. But look at us now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just letting her
know. Oh, hindi ko na gets yung...
I'm saying lang na there are rough patches. Hindi siya... Parang, kasi you were saying na parang people go through it. You know people who've gone through it. Ang point ko is, this might be a rough patch, okay? Don't think naman na it's done.
Okay. No, parang there is an adjustment period.
Definitely. Because you're not yourself when you started out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's doomed.
Definitely. That you're doomed. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Na parang pangit yung start, never na to maaayos.
Okay. What I was trying to say kanina is, I am a cheaty. I was cheated on. My God, what's happening? It's currently 1 a.m. I was cheated on, so I know the feeling to be broken. I know the feeling to be distrusting. But so whenever like there are cases like this, yun nga, na you feel like what you're meron ka nang baggage na okay, someone cheated on me, someone broke me, I'm broken. And then you enter a new relationship and then you're instantly reminded of what broke you before. That's really it's kumbaga it sets up the relationship in a really really parang kumbaga like the plane. Why am I always using vehicles?
Oh nga.
Let's say it's a 747.
Okay, oh, so, parang syempre, hindi ka pa nga nakakapasok ng boxing ring. Mali.
So parang
may competition ka na agad.
Ako hindi, hindi. I wasn't going for that. Okay. It's more of the first part of a relationship, okay, that is, diba, of course, the getting to know each other. Pero that's all on a superficial level. Okay? That's really... Oh my God, meeting of Netflix.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I know.
No, I mean like, parang, oh, you love Dark? I fucking love Dark. Uh-huh. You know? Oh, you're funny. You're cute. Ha ha. I think that when in these situations... you advance the second phase of getting to know each other, which is when you get to know each other's weaknesses, when you get to know each other's negative habits, okay? There are relationships talaga that start that way. Like what Rina is going through. Na nag-start yung relationship on a rocky note, okay? Now, some relationships actually benefit from that. Diba? We have friends like who I just mouthed to sab. So we have friends na okay. Nag-start sila na may ganong hanash na yung ex sumasali, medyo pinatulan, tas parang natuloy. But because of that, na speed up yung whole process of getting to know each other. Because from what's your favorite movie? You love Wilco. You're already parang month one, month two. You're already like, how could you make me feel this way?
Na-accelerate yung mga ganong issues.
Nag-ganon na si Rina. Si Guy naman, nakikita na yung side ni Rina. And then also, si Rina is seeing how the guy responds to that type of situation. Mm-hmm. Was he patient? Mm-hmm. Did he adjust? Mm-hmm. Diba? Or was he angry?
Yeah.
So,
can I add on to that?
Go ahead.
Yun. So I think if you've listened to our episode with Lauren, I say something about bad experiences like this. You've been cheated on. So this behavior of yours right now, that bad experience explains it, but it does definitely does not excuse you treating your new boyfriend this way. Ako, I believe na if you've talked about it, and then if you've said that I forgive you, dapat never again. I know it's easier said than done to never bring it up again, to let it not affect you ever again. But you have to try. Kasi you forgave him na eh. It has to be, okay, you're forgiven and I trust you. Kasi if not, what are you doing? This is not a relationship. A relationship is built on trust. So if not, hindi talaga. That's not gonna work. Definitely. So don't even get back together with him. If you even really want to make this work, if you still believe that it can, you have to really say na, I forgive this guy, I trust him. And 100% you have to. Right?
Yeah.
Although, I don't want na ano ah. Kasi, I mean, we're only hearing your side of it. It's number one, it's very good that you're aware of how you're acting, how maybe you might be in the wrong. But I also don't want this to be a gaslighting situation where the guy's making you feel like you're just acting crazy. What if there is something going on?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Because what if there is something? What if this is your gut, diba? So trust your gut rin. If it really feels like there's really something wrong, eh, then maybe there is something wrong. But then if you, parang kind of, isipin, just trust yourself also.
Ako naman. I just want to say it na when someone cheats on you, okay, this was like really good advice, you know, that I got. They say it's like you're grieving. Eh?
Mm.
Because you go through the different stages of grief also when someone cheats on you.
Denial.
And denial is one of them.
Number one.
Is number one. So what is a form of denial when someone cheats on you? You could actually say, kasi ako, I went through that. I was like, man, I fucked it up. You know, I led her to do this.
You were a bad boyfriend.
I was a bad boyfriend. Ganyan, I blamed myself. So, to Rina, you know, right now, you're feeling horrible. You want him back. You feel like it's all your fault. And it may be the case. You know, we don't know. Like, you may have really been like, you know, you really...
A toxic girlfriend.
Yeah, you might have really hurt him. So my thing is, here's my stormbreaker. Okay. Good news is, good news is you can still work on this is your time to work on yourself. Okay. Like as Sab said, it's time to work on yourself. Get new hobbies. Do physical activities. Remember, treat heartbreak like a science. Right now, you're broken. Treat it like a science. See yourself from, you know, outside of this pit of sadness that you're feeling and see, okay, today I journaled. Tomorrow I ran for 10 minutes. The next day I made breakfast for my mom. All these little things, build yourself up. So that's the good news, okay? And the good news is also part of that is you can win him back. But only when you actually really do work on yourself. And I know that you can't really measure that. You can't really know when to say that. But it parang kumbaga, I assure you that it will happen. Kumbaga, you will know na, okay, I'm feeling good. Kasi the problem here is, the bad news is, kaya siya Stormbreaker, the bad news is, you could work on yourself, you could be the best version of yourself, blah, 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 blah. And he still doesn't want you back. He might fall in love with someone else. He, you know, the past months of your relationship really, you know, this is, and I'm sorry to be, you know, blunt, but ayaw na ayaw ka na niya. That's possible. Diba? Like, man, I don't want to be with this girl. That's possible. And it sucks. But that's what happened. Okay? Now, that's why what I always say is don't strive for getting him back. Don't strive for winning him back. Don't do any... Parang kumbaga, don't make that your goal. It's okay naman na you know, you look forward to the time that you can communicate and whatever, whatever. Pero don't fix yourself so that he can take you back. Because you, parang you deserve too much to put your happiness in the hands of someone else.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really nice. But of course, if you do feel like you went overboard with your jealousy, I think you do it for yourself also. Yung saying sorry, apologizing. Kasi after that, that's, what else can you do?
Mm. You don't have to... So when she does apologize, my suggestion is don't expect anything.
Yes.
Don't even expect a reply.
Mm-hmm.
Do it for yourself. If you're going to apologize, do it for yourself. Na you know.
No,
na,
you should apologize.
Should you apologize?
You apologize for your behavior because regardless, diba, I mean, you don't want to treat someone badly.
Yeah. Kahit, you might have hurt someone.
Yeah.
Just say sorry. Apologize, but without any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the most you can do right now. But again, it's really nice that you're self-aware and that you want to build yourself back up. But I think Jim said it best. You do it for yourself. And I hope everything goes well for you and Jackson.
And sorry, I'm sorry, Rina, man, that I hate that. I mean, that's the worst. And last advice is, you know, it can only get better. Don't worry.
You're so cute. Jim just put eye drops on, so he looks like he's crying as he's saying that.
No, but I mean it. I know that right now you feel like you don't have any self-worth and like because nga, it's all dependent on him taking you back. But yeah. I assure you, life will get better.
Yeah, we're here for you.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Just hope that it's not a train. Bye.
Bye.